ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara brings down a memo of Rav. Omar Rav, Goyva Shabadeira Tishat Tfachim. The Goyva of the Neira was altogether 9 Tfachim. So Gemara asks, Eisrib Sibi Bachila Rav, Evan Hosef Ne'am Neira, Boshalish Bail, Shalea Koyin Oimid Ometiv Esat Neiris, that there was a step. It was a stone that had 3 steps for the kohen to stand on when he did atavas aneiris. So ask the Gemara, if it's true that the whole bedayra was only 9 tefachim, why would a kohen need steps to reach the bedayra? He would be able to reach it without steps. So the Gemara answers, Abalei sibiat kikar bida b'sfas kadabal labalo. Of course, the whole bedayra is 18 tefachim, like we brought before, like the Gemara brings before that altogether it's 18 tefachim, but he say 9 tefachim means from the kodim and up. Now this Mishnah and Tavid, which the Gemara brings down, the Gemara says the reason why the Kohen needed steps was to be meitiv as haneiris. And the Gemara biases before that the reason why he needed it because he wasn't able to reach, since he wasn't able to reach the menorah, so that's why we needed to have steps for that tavas haneiris. The Be'er Sheva over there on Tavid Daf Lamed of Beis has Arichos, why is the Mishnah in Tavid discussing the din of Atavas HaNeiris? What's with the Halacha of Adlakas HaNeiris? Why did the Mishnah say that the reason why we need to have these Shalosh Milas, this Evan, is to do that mitzvah of Adlakas HaNeiris? Ayin Sham is Maskana is Apir Tosfos in Yuma, in the 7th Perek, in Perek Baloi, on Daf Ayin Aleph of an Aleph, where Tosfos the Rabbas will hate them as Adairis, where Tosfos there is discussing a similar Kasha, the Mishnah in Yuba there that discusses it, Avodas HaKohen Gadol, also calls it Atavas Adairis. Tosfos asks a similar question, why does it say Adlakas Adairis? And Tosfos says that Tosfos over there adds over there, it's talking about Beit Arbayim, which we don't have Atavas Adairis. So Tosfos over there says that since the Atavas Adairis comes before the Adlaka, and Tosfos speaks out that in those times, in the times of Shibat HaTzadik, there was always Atavas Adairis, because there was Adairis that were Dalak till the Erev. So therefore, since Atava comes before us, we call the whole thing Atava Sadeiris. So the Be'er Sheva says, who did over here? That's why the Mishnah referred to it as Atava Sadeiris. But if you look in the Sefer part of Yafis, the flaw Sefer Alatera, the beginning of Baal Oischa, he says a different teretz. He says that the reason why the Mishnah discussed Atava, he says, because Atava, the halacha is, that you can't even leave over a mashu. There's a din that you have to be madlik the bedayra as a menorah tahira, pasuk and emor, and the rabban over there, al tahira and emor over there explains that there's a din he brings from Chazal. There's a din that you have to be madlik and al tahira shal bedayra. It has to be totally clean. It has to be totally. There can't be anything left over. So that tava has to be done very well, and therefore, in order to do that properly, the kohen has to be standing higher than the menorah. Masha inke in that locker. That locker is a very easy thing. All you do, you can reach up your hand. It's 18 tefachim. A person is 18 tefachim tall. He can reach up his hand and be madlik. Is that the 18 tefachim of the menorah? Is that so hard to be madlik without steps? And therefore, the ikur, the tzorich for the steps was not for the adlaka. Adlaka, someone could do. We could reach up his hands and be madlik. That tava, which has to be done very well, the kohen has to be, his head has to be higher than the menorah to be able to see into the neiros, to be able to see that he's getting out all the leftover ashes. Now, the part of Yavis asked it himself, but how can we say this, that l'chayro, this halacha that you need to have an Evan, this din that you need to have an Evan, ha'isof ne'am and neiro, is a drasha in the Sefri. Rashi al-Tayr brings it at the beginning of Baal Loischa, on the pasuk of Baal Loischa saneiris. And Rashi brings down this, oy dorsha rabbi say, no, mikan sha'may lo'hisa, the lashon of Baal Loischa is coming to be meramez. It's coming to make, we learn out of drasha from there that there's a din to have a mila, to have a step. And asks the part of Yafis that this pasuk is talking about the adlakas habenayra. This pasuk of Yairu Shivas Hadayrus is talking about the adlakas habenayra. So if we're going to say that the Yitzurah for the steps is for the atava, why does the pasuk, why are we marbe the step in a kechatimtsa? We are in the din adlaka for saying that the step has to do with the atava. So he says that the teretz is that the pasuk over here by Loischa is talking to Aaron HaKoyin. Daber al Aaron v'marta ilav v'aloischa saneiris. Says the part of Yafis that Aaron HaKoyin was the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol was lavish the tzitz. And we know the halacha that a Kohen Gadol can't pick up his hands, the Ma'al Menatzitz, when a Kohen Gadol duchets in the Beis HaMikdash, when he does the Siyas Kapayim, he's not Malas, he doesn't pick up his hands higher than the Tzitz. So therefore, for Aaron HaKohen, the Hadlaka also needed to be with the Evan, with the Milas. Because he wasn't able to pick up his hands, and Mimadzik, he had to be standing higher, and keep his hands level with his head. That's why he needed 3 miles for that Hadlaka also. But you get a regular Kohen, the Mishnah, and the Mishnah over here in Tabit that's discussing the regular Kohen being Madzik as a Neiris, to be made through the Neiris, didn't say, for Hadlaka, a regular Kohen doesn't need, he can reach up his hands. There's another shot over here, why the Mishnah discussed Hatava, and Reberel and Ashurim and Shiria Grid brings down a brisker of in Kuntris on Yuman that Yudalim and based on a Dafya Sefer, where there he's discussing that a Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim and Pashas Emer says that there's a locha Yarech as a Neris of Deh Hashem. You should set up the Neris of Deh Hashem, Shlo Yisaka Mi Bachutz V'Yachtis. So you have to do it inside. And he brings that the Ravid over there on the Pirush of Teres Kayanim learns up that it's going on that Lokas Aneris. But says the Brisker Rav that this Pshat, the Rambam couldn't have learned this Pshat in the Teres Kayanim. Because the Rambam, Perek Tesam Hilchas B'yas Mikdash, is before Lahedio, that you can be Badik Bachutz. And he says that Ibkain, the Rambam's going to have to learn that this did of Yarech Isayar as Aneris of the Hashem is not going on that Loka. It's going on that tova, that is a dila tova, that the tova has to be bifnim. That loka in the chlam can be bachutz, but that tova saneiris has to be done bifnim. And he says it will be mashed like this in the Rambam. It's the Rambam over there in Bias Mikdash and Perek Tes says, the fikach, im heit the bakoin is aneiris, vaitziyam bachutz, mutil zar lad likon. When the Rambam establishes the halacha, that zar is kosher for adlok as neiris, and you can do it bachutz also, the Rambam says that you hate the bakoin is aneiris, v'hoitziyah machutz, it's mashba in the Rambam that the kohen had to first be made to the neiris, and then you can be moitziyah lachutz. It will be mashba that you can't be moitziyah lachutz before the atava, because there's a din bifnim on the atava, and possibly the Rambam got it from this teres kohenim, this din of the fnei Hashem. The Rambam learned not like the Ravid, it's not going on that block, it's going on the din of atava saneiris. Now the Brisker Rav goes on, and he brings a Braisa Melechis HaMishkan. The Braisa Melechis HaMishkan says, v'chachamim oimrim lo yoyim azidim mim koimon, El Agabe Menoira Medashtan. The Kayan was Medashin the Menoira, took off all the ashes of the Menoira, was Tila Tovas Aneiros on the Menoira, Shenemar Ala Menoira Atoira Yarichas Aneiros. They should do that Tova Ala Menoira Atoira. So says the Brisker Rav, we'll be mashed over here, that not only is there a Dina Tova has to be Bifnim, but it has to be done on the Menoira. You can't take the Neiris out and be made to them there. The Din HaTov has to be done on the Menorah itself. Now he speaks out that there's a Gemara in that Pechesam and Beis that brings down this Braisa. And Rashi over there in the Ksav Yad and Tosfos before us that they learned not like the Brisker Rav. They learned that the reason why he did it on the Menorah was because you weren't able to take it off. Not because if you would have been able to take it off, then the emes you should go and take it off. It's mashma, they didn't learn, it's a din that has to be done on the menorah. But the Brisker Rav says, the pashas of the Braisa, we can learn this way. And therefore, says Reb Beryl, if we assume not like the Rashi and Tais over there, we assume that this emes a din, like it's mashma, the pashas of Braisa of Lachas HaMishkan, that there's a din that the atav has to be done all ala menorah tahira, im kain, it's pashat, the pshat, the diak of the Be'er Sheva, as b'yoshev, the pshitas. That to do Adlaka, the Rambam says clearly, you can take the Neiris outside, you don't need to make Adlaka on the Menorah. So there will be no reason to have steps. We can take the Neiris down, be Mazik them, and then put them back up. We don't need to have steps to make Adlaka Saneiris on the Menorah. Only the Hatava, which by the Hatava is a din of Yarech Isam, Ala Menorah Atayra Yarech Saneiris, is a din that you have to do Ala Menorah Atayra on the Menorah. The only way to do it would be with steps, because we can't reach without steps. That Adlaka, if I can't reach, I can take the Neiris down and be Madlik them down. I don't need that Adlaka to be on the Menorah. That Tova is a din, Alpidus Brais of Lachas HaMishkan, if we learn it up like the Brisker Rav wants to learn it, not like the Pashas, not like the Rashi, Taisa Daf Pechesam Abeis, then over there is a special Adlaka, has to be Ala Menorah Torah. And the Mikdash David, it's Simuch of Aleph and Ois Dalid, he has a Kasha that L'chayra, this Evan that I'm putting down on the floor to stand on, doesn't sound like it's mechubar to the floor. and asked the Mikdash Tavah that L'chayr, why is this even not a chatzitza between his feet and the ritzvah? The halacha is, we know that a kohen has to stand on the ritzvah b'shas avoida. If there's something being chaitzitz, he's not yaitze. The avoida is puzzle. So asked the Mikdash Tavah, why is this even not a chatzitza between his feet and the floor of the Azor? So he goes on to say to the Mikdash Tavah, L'chayr, al pi d'sifri. There's a drush of alayis ches haneiris. That there's a din that there should be an Evan there. So if there's a din that there should be an Evan there, L'chayr, then it wouldn't be a din of chatzitza, because that's the din. That's exactly what's possible there by Lois Chasaneiris, that there should be an Evan. But it goes on to say that the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis on this Mishnah Tavid seems not to hold of the Sifri. Mr. Rambam explains the reason why we have an Evan is because the Kayan is not tall enough to reach the Menorah. So says the Mikdash Tavid, assumes that Imkain, it's Mashmi, it doesn't hold us any din to have an Evan there. It's just a practical thing to have the Evan there, to be able to reach. And the car of the Ram is from Ar Gemara. Then in Ar Gemara, it's important that the whole reason why someone has an Evan is only because you can't reach it. It's before in the Gemara that if that had the Menorah only been 9 Tfachim, we wouldn't have the Evan. If there's Xerus Akosta from the Sifri, then there's Xerus Akosta to have steps in front of a Menorah. What's the difference how high the Menorah is? For the fact that the Gemara asked the Kasha will be mashed in the Gemara like the Pirush Mishnayis La Rambam, that the whole reason why we have a step is only because of that. And the Mikdash Tavid assumes that that will be a steer to the Sifri. We said over from the Potom Yafis earlier, it sounds like he holds that in a Hanami the reason is to be able to reach, but Apple Pekin, it could still work out that the Xeris Akasim and the Sifri is that we should have steps. Just the reason why the Torah had steps, not just to have nice steps there for decoration purposes, the reason the Gemara understood is Gufa because to be able to reach. But the Mikdash Tavid holds that had there been Xeris Akasiv to have such steps, we wouldn't go and give Svaras and reasons why we need the steps. Maybe this is a nice reason, but we can't ask Kashis that if the Menorah would be lower, we shouldn't have steps. So the Mikdash Tavid assumes that the Sifri is a steerer to the Rambam, which means the Chayr also is a steerer to Ar Gemara. So Imkain asked the Mikdash Tavid, if we assume that we don't hold the Sifri, we don't hold this a special drasha, that there should be an Evan. Imkain, we just have the Evan there, just be able to reach the Menorah. Imkain, the Evan should be a Chatzitza. So the Mikdash Tavid answers, Al Piyat Teisvis in Yuba, Daftun Tesev Beis, the Rabbasol Barei, long Teisvis, towards the bottom, Teisvis over there says, that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPribi, Loi Ashkechon, we don't find in any place, that you need Big Day Kuna. Even though by Dishon Mizbeach HaChitzin, the Halach is you need Big Day Kuna, by Dishon Mizbeach HaPribi, Teisvis speaks out, we don't find anywhere, that there's a Halach that you need to have Big Day Kuna. And the Mishnah of Melech, and Perek Gibel from Hilchas Tefilin when we saw him, Halacha Yud Beis, when he brings down this Tosfos, he brings down with the Pshitas, he writes, Dishon HaMenorah, Dishon HaMenorah, Dishon HaMenorah, Boy Big Dekuda, Kach Kosov HaTosfos. He brings down that Hu Adin, Dishon HaMenorah, also does not require Big Dekuda. So says the Mikdash Tavid, Ibkein, we could say that Ibkein Hu Adin is no Din Chatzitza Beragla Ritzvah, because the Makar to the Din Chatzitza Beragla Ritzvah, the Gemara, Daf Chavdala, but Aleph and Zvacha brings, Idola, the Gemara asks, what's the Makar to this halacha? The Gemara brings, Tadad the very Bishmal, Hoyel the Ritzvah Bekadeshes, the Klisharis Bekadshim, since the Ritzvah is Bekadesh, the Kayyid that's standing at La Voida, and Klisharis is Bekadesh, just like Klisharis, there shouldn't be anything Chaitzitz between the person and the Klisharis, Af Ritzvah Loye Dabar Chaitzitz Beta Leveda Ritzvah. The Makar, that there can't be something being Chaitzitz between the Ritzvah and the Kayyid, is from Klisharis, and Taitzvis over there, the Vermasa Hoyel, the Ritzvah Bekadesh, it's the second Taisis over there, the bottom Taisis of the Abed. Taisis is Masber, that the Makar, when we say Klisharis over there, we mean Big Day Kahuna. So the Makar, that you can't have a Chatzitza between Ragel of the Ritzvah, is from the fact that you can't have a Chatzitza between Big Day Kahuna and the Kayan. Im Kain says in Mikdash Tavid, Yitachin Loimah, that in a Veda, that doesn't have a Din Big Day Kahuna, who I did it won't have this Halacha of Ritzvah Bekadesh, and there wouldn't be a problem to have a chatzitza bin ragel of the Ritzvah. So we said over our aura from the Be'er Sheva, why did the Mishnah discuss Hatava and not the Hadlaka? And the Be'er Sheva answered Alpitasis in the 7th parak of Yuma, that because since Hatava is always first, so therefore the Mishnah picked Hatava over Hadlaka. Part of Yafis spoke out that Hadlaka you could do without steps, the steps you just need for the Hatava, and Aaron HaKayim needed it for the Hadlaka also. That's why the Pasuk is barbed by the Hadlaka. And we said over a barrel, Alpita Briskerov, because Alpita Brice of Lachsa Mishkan, that if there's a din to be do a Hatava Dafka Ala Menorah in Cain, that's why it said Hatava and not Hadlaka. And we said over Aruf and Mikdash Tavid, what happened with the Chatzitza? He assumed that we don't hold with a Sifri, that there's no special Zeris HaKosov that we need to have Evan, and he answered that babysitters don't do big day kuda, who are din, there won't be any din chatzitza of a regular ritzba. The Gemara brings a brisa. The Tanya of Yosef Yehuda, Eber Maisa, Vahisa, Benares, Beis HaMikdash, Yesera, Shalmeisha, Bedida, Zav, Kurdikidi, that there was the Benares was a little bit bigger than the Benares Shalmeisha. It was a little bigger than the Kikar. Bechisua, Peipa, Adam, Lekor, Vabidua, Al Kikar, and they made it down, they brought it down the size to a Kikar. So as far as MS, S, that L'chayra, comes out, Imkain, that they were Mishtamish with the Benares Psula. You're telling me that the Menorah was more than a Kikar, so Imkain, all the time that it was like that, Chayr comes out, that they were Mishtamish with a Menorah that was puzzle. So the Chesvah Seba speaks out that maybe what we don't, it doesn't mean over here that they found it later on. Maybe B'shas, they made it, they measured it again, right, before they were about to use it, and they saw that it was still a little bit extra. Maybe that's the Bechuvit of over here of this Brisa. But if you look at the Rishash, he also was bothered by this problem, and he's been dying from Rashi, not like this. Bashman Rashi says, Rashi Devar Maschol Kivin the Koi Shenisraf Yafa Bimei Shloima Koi. It's Mashman Rashi that the story over here was way after Bimei Shloima. But the Gemara answers the reason why over here, even though they put into pay palm in the court, only was Mechaser Dinar. It's because it was already since they already put it through so many Kurim Bimei Shloima. Now also it didn't go down. It's Mashman that we're discussing by Bayesheni. But now much after Bimei Shloima, we're talking about the times of Bayesheni and Bimei Shloima. It was already Nisraf Yafa. So Imkein, the Sfas Emes Kasha is back Shver. And the Rishash adds that this Kasha is Shver like Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar ben Shemuan, Daf Tzadi Tesa ben Aleph, where over there it's before that he held that you were Madlik on all 10 Menorahs. Shleima HaMelech had 10 Menorahs. And since he holds it that you were Madlik on all the Menorahs, so Imkein, it's Shver, if we say that you weren't Madlik on all the Menorahs, we could say that these were one of the other 9 Menorahs that weren't used Bechlau. But if we're saying that they used all 10 Menorahs, so Im Kain L'Chayr comes out, they will Madlik on a Menorah Psula. And if you look at the Shuri grid, he also is bothered by this question, and he adds that, he says, first of all, that the Gemara and the Aftali Tesov and Alpha has a Machlekes, if they used all 10 or not, the Machlekes is about the Shulchan. It's not Mefurish that Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda over there, he's the Chaylek, that he argues on the Menorahs also, he only clearly argues on the Shulchan. Rabbi Lezer ben Shmuel said that they used all 10 Shulchanes and all 10 Menorahs. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, no, they didn't use, they only were Masadar on one Shulchan. But the Olam, could be he's masked by Menorah, so the Kasha would be Shver, for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also. And he adds that if we say that they were Madlik all 10, so it's not so Shver, it's Ein Echanami, you Mekayim it with the other 9. Even if this one was a little extra, they were Mekayim it with the other 9, there's for sure no Halacha that you have to have 10 Menorahs lit. But he says, if you look in Rashi over there, Rashi's Mashma that they didn't use all 10. When it says that they used all 10, it means to say that one day they used one. One day they used a different one, and another day they used a different one. So it comes out that there were days that they used this menorah that was pasul. But if you look at the Michas Chinuch, and Mitzvah Tzadi Ches and Ois Gimel, he's done if there's a problem to have the malom and a kikar. This halacha that we have to have a kikar is the halacha that it's a minimum shear, that you can't have less than a kikar, but if someone wants to have more than a kikar, that's fine. Or no, there's a halacha that has to be tzumtzum a kikar, exactly a kikar. So the Michas Chinuch brings that Rashi al Torah in Parshas Truma, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Labates, Rashi writes that kikar zav tar, shaloye mishkala im kokele ela kikar, loy pachos v'lo yoyse. Rashi's befurish that the halacha is has to be exactly a kikar. And the Michas Chinuch says that the Chayyar Pashas and Ergamar would also be mashed like that. Ergamar is busy so much to make it exactly a kikar, making sure it's not more than a kikar. It's mashma also that there's a kpeda, that the dig kikar is that who I did it shouldn't be more than a kikar. But he says that lulei divrei Rashi, he would have learned not like that, that it's a minimum shear, and Ergamar, the point of Ergamar is just to make it that it shouldn't be, that it should be looked like exactly like the Benayir of Meishar Abedu, not that there's a din in the Torah that it has to be exactly a kikar. And the fetus Michas Chinuch will be Yushuv, the Kasha, the Sasebis, and the Rashash are bothered by that the Benayir was puzzle, the Emeser wasn't puzzle, the fact that it's more than a kikar is not a psul. If you look at the Kutei Halachas, the Chavetz Chaim and Zevach Toido, he writes, the kikar is not a kuva, but the evidence kosher. Sasebis seems to hold that, the Rashash seems to hold that, but the evidence, the Halacha is that it's puzzle, if it's not a kikar. He says, no, it's just a din l'chatchila, but he said the Pasuk of Yiyu, Pasuk of Yiyu that we have over here that the Gemara brings, that Shiva Kodama Ma'akim Zezet, is written before the Din Kikr. The Din Kikr is written after that. And therefore, the Olam says the Chafetz Chaim could beat it. The Din Kikr is not Ma'akiv. And he says the Raya would be from the Stimas HaPoiskim in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, where the Halacha of Tavdus HaMenoiro. That's also to make a Tavdus HaMenoiro. We spoke in the last shir that there's a Shach and Kivegra over there that are Mavur, that you're only over if the Evid Al Kaponim, the Menoiro would be Kosher. And he says no one speaks out over there. It has to be that exactly a Kikar. It's a very important Halacha. It comes out that you can always make any Menoiros that you want. It's very hard to get on to get exactly a Kikar. The Stibus HaPoiskim says the Chavetz Chaim is very mashma that you're over, it's also to make even if it's less than a kikar. Elamai says the Chavetz Chaim must be that the Din Kikar is a Din L'chatchila and it's not ma'akif. If you look at the Yushalmi in Yuma, in Perek Dal, Alocha Dalid, Yushalmi also has a similar, it's a little dip, brings down this Gemara a little bit differently. The Gemara over there says that it was a drop more and they tried to make it less and they couldn't make it less. They put it through the course. The Agamar says it sounds like they were matzliach at the end. The Gushalmi says they weren't matzliach at the end. But the Pneumaisha over there, the Gushalmi explains, why were they trying to make it less? He says that because the kikar in their dar was less than the kikar that it used to be. And that's why the fee, the kikar in their dar, it wasn't a kikar. So therefore they were trying to make it less. In Hanami, it used to be a kikar. But now that for some reason the midas hakikar went down, so that's why they were trying to make it less. Big chiddush that the din kikar is tully and b'chol dar v'dar lefi the kikar of that dar. But like upon lefi zet, so like kasha the kushis achrayim that they were all bothered if they were making it less than imkena was puzzled till now. The answer is that it wasn't puzzled till now. It's only now that the kikar became less that they're trying to make it less. Till now it was emes the shear of a kikar. So it comes out that to this kasha of the tzvas emes, how is it puzzled? We have a few truths. Tzvas emes has been tzaded that the gemara is going to be made shleima. We said there's shash is mashma. That the Gemara is mashma, not like that. The Gemara, the Rashi's mashma, that took it was going later on in Bayesheni. And we said over the Bechas Chinuch that possibly the whole shear is only the matzah, not like Rashi al Teira. And him came the fact that it's a mal is not a psul, except for the Chavetz Chaim, that the holding kikar is not ma'akiv. And then we said al Peter Pnei Moshe that possibly the whole kikar over here, the whole problem with the kikar was only came now when they made the kikar in their dar was smaller. The Gemara goes on, the Gemara darshins, al menoira tayra, sheyardu maseo mimokim tayra. And the Gemara goes to ask, why are we saying dafka menoira? Pasuk by Shulchan also says al Shulchan Atar. So the Gemara says that no, Shulchan Atar is coming to tell me a chiddush that it's mashma, that be'etzem, the Shulchan is makabel tuma. And even though l'chayra, normally a Shulchan shouldn't be makabel tuma, because it's kli eitza asilin nachasu. Aval Pikein, over here it's the Schadish that's Makabal Tumma, and the Pshad is Elamalabich Magbina Isil Oil Ragal Mamar Lahem Lechav Aponim. That we pick it up, if the Rambam means that you take it out of the Azara, we bring it out for them, so we move around the Shulchan, and that's why it doesn't have a din of Kli Yitzhak Asil Nachas. That's the Gilui of this special Pasuk HaShulchan Atar to tell me that it's Tomei, because Elamai, because it's not Yitzhak Asil Nachas, because you'd have to take it out during the Ragalim to show Kla Yisrael. Ruchi Baschav if they are mocking. The Rambam, in Hilchas Kelim and Perek Gimel, Locha Aleph, the Rambam writes that Kli Eitz Asul Anachas, even though all over the Mishnah is before that a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas means that it is Bekabel 40 Saw. Afal Pikein, the Rambam writes that if Lehedyo, you have a Kli even smaller than 40 Saw that's made Lanachas, it's also Tar. This whole Shear of 40 Saw is just that Stom of the Milsa, if you have such a Keli with such a size, Stom of the Milsa is not made to move around Molei Vareka. But if you have a kli that's smaller that you don't move around. Says the Rambam also has a din of kli eitz asul nachas, and the rabbi over there is masig, and he says mechatesi v'chayr it's mashbol over. It has to have a certain shear. It has to have a certain shear that such a keli is ain darker to move mali v'reik. And the fact that you happen not to be moving it, that's not enough to make it kli eitz asul nachas. And the rabbi speaks out that what's your rai from shulchan? Your rai is that it's before in the gemara that shulchan be'etzem had it not been that your magbia oisel or oyle regalim would have a din of kliyets asal anachas, even though a shulchan can't be makabel 40 saw. Says the Ravid that there's no Raya from there, but over there there's an Isser to move it. The fact that you decided to not move a keli, says the Ravid, lav dafka, that makes it a kliyets asal anachas. The Shulchan, the reason why the Gemara is before that a Shulchan has a din of Kli Eitz Asul Anachas is because a Shulchan is Asur to move. And the Kesav Mishnah over there asks on the Ravid, he says, which Isser is there to move around the Shulchan? There's an Isser to move a Shulchan. Why is it Asur? And if you look at the Turi Evan, the Chagiga Daf Chavavam Beis, Turi Evan speaks out over there that the Pshat in the Ravid, the reason why the Ravid says it's an Isser is because it's a din Tomit. It's a din Tomit that the Shulchan has to remain there in the Azar Tomit. We can't move away the Shulchan. Now, Yesh Ayin on the Turi Eben, the Din Tabit is Machai, that has to be sitting in the place where the Shulchan is. We can't move it around in the Azara. And if you look at the Shuria grid, Rebero brings that the Gemara on Zvachim, that Fidalim and Aleph is a Chayim Afurish, that you're able to move it around in the Azara. But the Gemara over there says, the Gemara is discussing over there, halacha, which halacha is something that you have to be, or which halacha is shayach to mevatel it. It's not something that's intrinsically has, you have to walk. There's ways that to do it without walking. And the Gemara over there says that the siluk bezichib, you don't need to be moilchit, toich the whole entire heichal. You could bring the shulchan all the way to the door of the heichal, and therefore the halacha from the shulchan until the door of the heichal is shloi letzayrich. It's not something that you etzem have to do. It's before that you're able to move the shulchan around. You could move the shulchan to over there. Tzarchian on the Turi Eben, why is it did Tamid make it that it's usher to move the shulchan? If you look in the Mikdash David in Simchat Beis Oisvav, he says a different reason. He says that the din, the Gemara on Yuma Daf Lama Gimel on a Beis, is before that you can't, the Mizbeach HaPtibi has to be moved up a little bit. There has to be a din, there's a halacha, kimin the chsiv, is a menorah noichach ha-shulchan, b'ilin the chazo ha-adadi. There's a din that the menorah has to be noichach ha-shulchan. The menorah has to always be the same place as the shulchan. So Im Kain says to Mikdash David, I wouldn't be able to move the shulchan, because if I move the shulchan, the menorah is not going to be noichach ha-shulchan. So says the Mikdash David, very good. Let me move both of them together. Why are you telling me that the shulchan has an iser to move it? The rabbi says it's an iser to move the shulchan. I was saying the reason is because Im Kain, the menorah is going to have a problem, because the menorah is not going to be noichach ha-shulchan. Says the Mikdash David, I could get two kayanim. One will move the shulchan. One will move the menorah. We'll move the menorah and the shulchan together. So on that answers the Mikdash David that wouldn't help to make it that it shouldn't be a kli etzah asul and nachas. But he says Taisus in Chagiga on the Avchavavam Beis, Taisus asks that L'chayra, why are we saying that the Shulchan's Kli Eitz Asul Anachas? L'chayra, the Yidden were traveling in the Midbar for 40 years. They were moving it around all the time. So why are we saying that a Shulchan's a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas? So the Taisus first answers that in a Chanabi, this Chiddush, that a Shulchan's Tamei, even though Be'etzim should be a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas, is only Negeya when they came to Neiva Given. In a Chanami, in a Mishkan, it's Pashit that it would be Tamei. You wouldn't need any special Allah over here. Al Shulchan Atar, Malabichu Tamei. But as Taisus Al Chayrat, he doesn't like this Teretz. But Chayrat, since we're saying that B'shas the Mishkan, it wasn't a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas, Im Kain already had a Din Kabbalah's Tumah. So the fact that now I brought it to a place and made it Asul Anachas, that Al Chayrat shouldn't change the situation. It should still have a Din of Kabbalah's Tumah. And therefore, answers Taisus a new Teretz, Eliyeh Shleimar, that the fact that you metaltal in the Midbar doesn't make it not a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas. The Loi Hoyser B'Totel Slavada, it wasn't moved by itself. Ki Im B'Hadi Shar Kelim, since it was moved with the other Kelim, that's why we don't look at it as not as a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas. Only something that I can move around by itself has a din of a Kli Eitz that's B'Tal Tabali B'Reikam. Something that I can only move around with other Kelim doesn't have a halacha of Kli Eitz HaMetalta, has a din of Kli Eitz Asul Anachas. So therefore, says the Mikdash David, who I did, if we're saying that there's an issur to move the Shulchan, and I could only move it together with the Menorah, that would remain a Kli Eitz Asul Anachas, and that would be Pshat the Ravid, why the Ravid says that it's usur. The reason why a Shulchan has a din of Kli Eitz Anachas is because it's usur to move it. Because I can't move it by itself, because there's a din that the Menorah has to be Neichach HaShulchan. The Gemara goes on. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Oren Shal Eish, V'Shulchan Shal Eish, V'Menorah Shal Eish, Yordu Min HaShemayim, V'Ra Moshe V'Asa Kamoisam. That Oren, the Shulchan, and the Menorah all came down in fire from Shemayim, and Moshe saw exactly how they looked, and he did Kamoisam Shanema Re'eva Seib Kitab Nisam Asharat Tamora Bahar. So Marsha asked that L'Chayra, the Gemara before was before, that Dafka, the Menorah, the Gemara brought down the a member of Shmuel Bar Nachmedi Amrav Yerisan, Maidach Sival Menoira Tayro, Shiyardu Masevi Mokam Tayro, and the Gemara over there was Beforush, that it was Dafka the Menoira. So how can we say over here that the Aron and the Shulchan also came down Be'ish? So the Marsha in the first Malach goes, in a Chanami there's a Machloikis, that these two members don't go together, this Bryce of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, and the member of Rabbi Yechon of Shmuel Nachmedi are Chaylik. Then the Marsha goes and says another teretz. He says that this that it says over here, Almanera teretz shiurdu masem makam tayro, they suffer on the other kalim. The other kalim, they all came down min hashemayim. Over here, a dover noisef, there was something else, not something noisef by the menorah, that the maseah, heichyasu I saw, over the menorah, ben hashemayim, it also came to show how you make it. The things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that I'm making the menorah, that also came down in Makrab Taira. The tzura, the tabnis of the shulchan and the aron came down. But that was just how it looked. And then Moshe went and made like how we saw it bahar. But when the menorah was yardu masel, exactly how to make it, and we already said over in last year, b'shem the briskarov, said that that's the pshat in the Gemara, the next Gemara. Amrab Chia bar Abba, Amrab Yechron, Gabriel Chogur ki psiki ahaya beherulah the Moshe Maisa Menorah. That what does it mean that he was chagur kmin psikya? Which Rashi explains that ozer a belt koruch umnin like the umnin wear, so the begadim shouldn't get in the way. So says the Brisker Rav, what it means to say over here that Gabriel showed him how to make the menorah. That's why he came down like a uman to show him, not just to show him the tzuras haMenorah, but to show him how to make it. And that's a Pidus Marsha. It's like this Marsha, that the Menorah, not only was Moshe Rabbeinu shown the Tzuras HaMenorah, he was shown also the Asiyah of how to make the Menorah.
Menachas Daf Chof Tes Amin Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amit brings from the Mishnah, Shtei Parashis Shuvah Mezuzah Me'akvas Zu Azu, V'afilu Ksav Echad Me'akvan. Rashi in the Mishnah explained that Ksav Echad Me'akvan means even one ois. That every ois is ma'akev in the mezuzah. The Torah commanded us to write these two parashas. Uksavtam, Rashi brings over here, ksiva tama, has to be a complete ksiva. The Torah told us to write these two parashas. So every ois is included in the tziva of the Torah to write these two parashas. So every ois is ma'akev. So the Gemara asks, pshita. It's possible that every ois is ma'akev, because, like we just said, uksiva tama, you need a ksiva of these two parashas. So every ois has to be ma'akev. So, Dr. Gemara, Amr Yehuda Merav, Lo Nitzrucha Ela Lekutza Shal Yud. The Chiddush is that even a Kutza Shal Yud is Ma'akiv, and that's what the Mishnah meant when the Mishnah said, Ksav Echad Ma'akvan. Now, for the Gemara, Vahonami Pshita, that's also Pashat that the Kutza Shal Yud is Ma'akiv, and for the Gemara, Adin of Mukif Gvil, that every ice needs to be surrounded by Klaf, which we will explain later in the Shir, Be'ezer Hashem. So, what is this Kutza Shal Yud that the Gemara says that it's Ma'akiv? Rashi learns that the Kutzer Shal Yod is Regel Yemini Shal Yod. We know that a Yod has a Regel going, a Guf, the Yod has a Guf, which is the top line, equal to the top part of every other ice. Then a Regel coming down on the right side, which is really what gives the Yod its shape of a Yod. And then on the left side, if we look in a Sefer Torah or a Mezuzah, we'll see that on the left side of the Yod, well, the way we write it is there's a tag on top, and then there's a tag coming down on the left side on the bottom. So Rashi says that when the Gemara over here says Kutzer Shal Yud, it means the Regel Yemini Shal Yud, what's called always the Regel, and it's on the right side of the Yud. And really that's what gives the Yud its shape. So Taisvis and the Rosh ask on Rashi, that how could you say that the Kutzer Shal Yud of the Gemara is the Regel Yemini of the Yud? It's Pashit that you need a Regel on the right side for the Yud. Without that, it has no shape of a Yud, it's just a dot. Without the Regel, it's not an Ois Bichlal. And the Rosh brings a Psikta to add to this Kasha, because it says in the Psikta, Ki Bekoh Hashem Tzur Olam, that Olam Hazeh is Nivra Behe, and Olam Haba is Nivra with a Yud. Now how is a Yud Meramez on the Nivroim? The Yud has a Nekuda Achas Lamata, is Roimez Lameisim Sheyardim LeGehenim, and it has a Nekuda Achas Lamaila, Roimez Sheasidim Lalois, that those that were Chalila Yardim LeGehenim will one day be Asidim Lalois. So that's why it has a Nekuda going down Lamata and a Nekuda going up. So the Beis Yosef learns that the Raya of the Rosh, not like Rashi is, but that it's Mashma from the Psikta, that the two Nekudas are in the same place. There's a Nekuda going up and a Nekuda going down, which means that on the left side of the Yud, there's a tag on top, and connected that, going down under it, is a tag going down. And these two tag on Amaram is an Olam Haba, that there are those that Chalila go down, and then they go back up. And it's Mashma that they're in the same place. Maybe you could add to the Raya that, first of all, the Psikta calls it a Nekuda, and even Rashi said that the right side is called a Regel. So it's mashma that we're talking over here about something that's not the regel, it's a nekuda. And in addition, a regel of the ois is usually not meramez on something. It sounds like there's something extra in the ois that's being meramez, a remez that is yorid lamata and oila lamayla. So it sounds like that this remez is going on the kutzel shiyod, which is on the left side of the ois, which is taka how the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh learn that what the Gemara means when the Gemara says kutzel shiyod, it means the tag on the left side, and they bring a Gemara that says the Gemara in Amud Beis says that a yud is kafuf roishoy. A yud's head is going down. That means that the face of the yud, the front of the yud, is slanted downwards, or it's an extra tag coming down, that there is a koitz going downwards on the left side, and that is how Tosfos and the Rosh learn the pshat and kutzah shel yud. So we have a machlokes, what's pshat kutzah shel yud? Is it the right side, which is called the regel, or is it the left side, which we will call the koitz? There are those that call it koitz de Rabbeinu Tam, which is the kutzah shel yud on the left side of the ice. Now, one of Tosfos and the Rosh's kashas on Rashi was that how could you say that it's the right side? It's poshut that without the regel, it's not an ice. Now, this kasha alone is shver because the Gemara asked that it's pshita that the kutzah shel yod is ma'akev. So that was gufa the kasha of the Gemara. What's the problem with Rashi saying a pshat that it's poshut that kutzah shel yod of Rashi is ma'akev? The Gemara itself said that whatever kutzah shel yod is, it's poshut that it's ma'akev. So the chayr of the teretz is that even though the Gemara asks pshita, but you can't say a pshat that's so obvious that it has no svara in hava amina, why it should be a yud without that thing. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh are asking on Rashi, how could you say that the kutzah shel yud is the regel of the right side? It's pashit. There's no way to have a hava amina that is not ma'akiv, that you can say that that's the kutzah shel yud that's ma'akiv, and then on that the Gemara could ask a kasha that's also pashut. So it seems that according to Tosfos and the Rosh, the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara has to be a shakla v'tarya that the Gemara is saying that the kutzah shel yod is ma'akev, and for the Gemara, that's also pashut that it's ma'akev. So the Gemara switches to a new teretz, to the kasha, to the original kasha of pshita. So let's examine what is the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Kutzah shel yod ois achas is ma'akev." Frag the Gemara pshita. And for the Gemara, "Kutzah shel yod." Frag the Gemara, that's also pshita. And we see from Tosfos' kasha on Rashi that the kutzah shel yod, which is poshet, has to have some sort of a shakel v'tarya, a hava mina that it was a chiddush. And then the Gemara is asking on that it's also poshet. So in oisius, we know that there's two things. There's something called the ois itself, something that gives the ois its tzura, and then there's something called dinim midine ha'ois. It's a good ois without that. But there's a din that the ois has to have other things besides for what gives it its etzem tzura. And that could be that was the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. Kutzah shel yod is ma'akev. Zok the Gemara, kutzah shel yod is ma'akev. The Gemara meant, according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, the kutzah shel yod which is on the left side. Now, since it's not what gives the yod its shape, that makes it look like a real ois and a yud, like the regal of the right side according to Rashi, that they're saying that can't be the habamina. We're talking here about the left side, which is an additional kites. It's an added kites that's on top of the ois. So that's not what's giving the ois its real tzura. So I could have a habamina that wouldn't be ma'akev. And for the Gemara, Zok the Gemara, pshita, that's also pashit. Because since there's a din, that this is a chelik of the ois that we know by Masorah that the ois has to have this, then that's also pashut that it's ma'akev. Because everything that the Torah told us is included in the ois is just as pashut that it's ma'akev as having the ois there itself. But at least, since it's not an etzem chelik of the ois, it's a din in the dini ois, I could understand that there's a hava amina that it could be that it's a chiddush, and for the Gemara that's also pshita. Such a pshat is brought b'shem the Brisker Rav, and it's also mavur that this is how Reb Shlomo Kluger in the Tshuvas, this is how he learned the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. The Gemara goes weiter, and the Gemara answers that the chiddush of the Mishnah that says a filu ksav echad me'akvan is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav kol ois she'en gvil mukaf lo me'abru chesei psula. Every ois needs to have gvil, which is klaf, surrounding it from all four sides. This is the halacha known as mukaf gvil, that every ois needs to have klaf surrounding it from all four sides. So what's the reason for this halacha? We mentioned before that Rashi brings on the pasuk of uchsav tam that you could darshan it ksiva tama. So there are achrayim that learn that the reason for the halacha of mukaf gvil, that you need that every ois should have klaf surrounding it from all four sides, comes from this halacha, that tama means shleimus, and it's not affected by other oises. If another ois is touching this ois, then this ois is not shalem in its appearance. A shalem deka ois in its appearance is an ois that has klaf surrounding it from four sides, so it looks tam v'shalem, and you can see it in its completeness. The Achrayim bring another reason for the din of mukav gvil, which is not a din in uchsav tam that the ksiva has to be tama and shleima, but it's a din in the ois itself, that the ois itself is not a good ois if it has something else touching it. And the reason is because an ois needs to have something we call chituch ha-ois. It means it has to be defined. The edges of the ois have to be clearly defined where they start and where they stop. The lashon of the Trumas Hadashon is that if two oises are touching each other, yesh loimer de loy mikri ois, de loy yadi'inon heichan hi kola. We don't know where the ois starts and stops. If the ois is touching another ois, so then there's no clear definition for where this ois starts and stops, and then it would be a problem in the ois itself. Such a lashon is brought also in the Rashba in Asif HaZakenim, that ein tmunasa nikeres, because you need chituch tzurasa niker. You need to have a chituch, a clear-cut definition of where the ois starts and stops. The Beis Shmuel in Hilchos Gittin brings in Simen Kuf Chof Hei, Sif Katan Zayin, the Mechaber over there says that even though b'di'evet you don't need mukav gvil by a get, the Mechaber says Nagul lahach mashiu oisis mukav is gvil v'im yesh bo oisis dvuk ois yigur b'neihem lahafridam. L'chomra, the oisis in a get should be mukav gvil, and if oisis are touching, then we're noegu that you should be mafrid them. So the Beis Shmuel says, Noagul ha-hachmer, what's the reason for this chumra? What's the reason why you don't need it midina? So the Beis Shmuel says that the reason for the chumra and the reason why you don't need it midina is the chumra comes from the fact that the ein ha-ois niris yafa kesh oisis dvukim. The oisis are not seen clearly when they're touching each other. Even though by a get you don't need Mokav Gvil Medina, because that's only by a Sefer Torah. Because by a Sefer Torah it says, Uchsav Tam, that you need a Ksiva Tama. And that's why you need Hekav Gvil there. But still there's a din here that in order to have that the oisis are clearly defined and seen, that you would need Lechatchila to have Mokav Gvil. So we see that the Beis Shmuel brings both of these svaras. He does say over here that the reason by Sefer Torah and Tefillin you would need is al Ksiva Tama, and not the reason of Chituch Oisis. The reason of Chituch Oisis, he says, is a Chumra that Noagul Hachru by a get, that you should have also the Chituch Oisis. But Al Kaponim, you see that he's bringing both Svaras. And the Beis Shmuel says a Nafkamina between them. That the Nafkamina would be if you write an Ois and it goes till the end of the Klaf. And that means that the Ois does not have klaf surrounding it from four sides, but it still hits the bottom of the klaf. It hits the bottom of the klaf, but it doesn't have anything else touching it. So the ois is clearly defined. So for the problem of chituch oisius, you wouldn't have such a problem. So by a get, it would be kashal chatchile. You wouldn't have the problem of that you don't have klaf surrounding it because you don't have the din of uchsav tam. You don't need a ksiva tama. Ksiva tama would demand that you have klaf surrounding the ois from all four sides, and you can't even have that the ois goes to the bottom of the klaf and ends where the klaf ends, because it doesn't have klaf surrounding that part of the ois. Mashenke, and if the reason is al tzchituch oisius, he says that wouldn't be a problem. Lamaisa, the Beis Shmuel finishes off that the Rosh doesn't sound like that, and the Rosh says that the Rosh sounds like, even if it would be
that the ois goes to the bottom of the klaf, it would still sound like it's a problem like the rosh, because the rosh sounds like lechatchila by a get, you do need dum yid sefer Torah, so you would need the same parameters of uchsavtum of ksivatama, even though there's no din ksivatama by a get, but lechatchila you would need it. About Kapanim, we see that the Beis Shmuel brings these two svaras, and he's toiler the shayla of if a ois goes to the bottom of the klaf, and it doesn't have any klaf surrounding it in these two svaras. If you would need chituch oisis, so you have chituch oisis, it's perfectly fine. You can see the definition of the ois where it starts and it stops. Masha enke, and if you need klaf surrounding it, then you would not have that. So after the Gemara brings the din of kol ois she'en gvul makav flamiyavu chesel psula, the din of mukav gvul, that every ois has to have klaf surrounding it from four sides, the Gemara brings two stories. First story is that there was a hole in a hay. And the Gemara says that it depends where the hole was. If the hole was in toichai shel hay is kosher, yireichai is pasul. If it was in the toich of the hay is kosher, if it was in the leg of the hay, it's pasul. And the Gemara explains that what it means pasul is not definitely pasul. It depends. If it's left over, kamale ois ktana, which the poskim say that means about the size of a yud, then it'll be kosher. So if the right regal of the hay is left, it has a hole, it was a hole in the klaf, and the right regal of the hay is left over the size of a mali ois ktana, it means about the size of a yud, then it's kosher, and if not, it's pasul. The Gemara Amud Beis brings another story, that Rami bar Chamra, the Heve Chamua, the Rami bar Dikuli, if Zikalei Kara, the Vav, the Vayarek, be Nikva. There was a hole in the Vav of Vayarek. And they brought it, the halacha was, that they should bring it to a Chacham, the Tinek, the Lechacham, the Tipesh. And he'll read it. And if he reads the word Vayarek, like it's supposed to say, then it'll be kosher. If not, and he'll read it as a yud, and it'll say two yuds, it'll be yarag, so then it'll be possible. So we see that there's two ways to decide the kashrus of an ois. By a hay, the regal of a hay, the Gemara says, that the shear has a shear, a moli ois ktana, which is about the size of a yud. And by a vav, that a vav had a hole in it, over there the psak was that you should show it to a tinek, the lechachom, the tibesh, and he will read it, and his reading will decide the halacha of the ois. So the pashut pshat, why there's two different ways of deciding this, and not one standard way, is because if you would go with the shear of mali ois ketana by a vav, the Rishonim say that it's obvious that a vav that has a shear of mali ois ketana is a yud. And the shayla over here is this a vav or is it a yud? So you can't decide the question of a vav or a yud by a shear of a mali ois ketana, which is a shear of a yud. It's pashut that if it would be missing on the bottom of the vav, because there's a hole there, and it would only be left over like a yud, then it's a yud. That's the whole shayla. Is this a vav or a yud? Mashenken by a hay, where the ois is a bigger ois, and it doesn't necessarily change the tzura of the ois to be shortened. So we want to know what is the shear that still, even though it has a hole, but it still constitutes a kosher ois, so that the shear would be a moli ois ketana, which is about the size of a shear yud, that would still be called that it has a tzura of a hay. Now, the Bir Halacha brings that in such a case where it's a hay that has a hole and we're going with the shear of a moli ois ketana, over there you don't even have to show it to a tinnik, because it's obvious from the Hamshech Ali Gemara that there's two different ways of kashering the ois, there's two different ways of deciding the ois. One has a shear and one has the halacha that you show it to a tinnik, and in the Rishonim that discuss this, the Mordechai who discusses this discusses the fact that there's two different ways of deciding. It's obvious that in the shear of Mali Ois Ketana, you don't even have to show it to a tinnik, and the Mali Ois Ketana is enough. Now the Beis Yosef asks, how could it be in both of these cases that there's a halacha that the ois has a hole in it, and still, it's going to be kosher, either because it has a shear of mali ois ketana, or because the tinnik read it properly. We just said that every ois needs to have gvil mokaf lo me'abin ruchaseh. Every ois has to have klaps surrounding it from all four sides. So how could it be that it's ever kosher with a hole? In that spot where the ois is touching the hole, you don't have this din of mokaf gvil. So the Beis Yosef says two terutzim. Mesias' first heretz is that the whole din of having an mukav gvil on an ois is only negeya, two oises touching each other. It doesn't mean that you have to have klaf surrounding the ois completely, and the ois has to be touching the klaf, but it means that you can't have two oises touching each other. But, lamashal, let's say, if the ois is not touching another ois, but it does not have klaf surrounding it, for example, if there's a hole there, so then it'll still be a kosher ois. And Bezeus of his medayik is from Rashi, because Rashi says, by the original din of she'en gvul makaflo, Rashi says, she'mudbekes bo'ois acheres, that one ois is touching another ois. And he says, v'hainu diktani iksav echod ma'akfan. So what does it mean? The Gemara was teaching the Mishnah that said, afilu ksav echod ma'akfan. And the Gemara says that it's this din of ein gvul makaflo. So why is this called a ksav? So Rashi says it means, kolomer hilchas mishpat ois achas ma'akfoy. It's the halacha that applies to even one ois. It's the mishpat ois achas. But l'maisa, the din is that the ois, every ois has to have, does not have to have mamish klaf surrounding it. It just has to be that it's not touching another ois. Beis Yosef also brings a diuk on the Gemara in Amud Beis, when the Gemara says that the vav of a yareg was nifsak. The vav was nifsak, but with a hole. So Rashi says the vav of a yareg ira b'mokoim nekev. It happened in a place of a hole. So now the lashon of ira b'mokoim nekev is mashma that he was in the middle of writing, and he bumped into a hole. He came upon a hole in the klaf, and that's how it developed that there's a hole now in the middle of the ois. Which sounds like he was in the middle of writing, and he came upon a hole. And even though this hole came into being in the beginning of his writing, because we're going to see in a minute that there's another pshat that's mechalik between whether or not the hole came in the time of the writing or afterwards. So Beis Yosef is being medayik from Rashi, that even though it's the hole was there in the original writing, it's still kosher. In that spot it's not mukav gvil. The teretz is, like Rashi said before, that the only time it's a chisaron of mukav gvil is if two oises are touching each other. Now the keses ha-sofer in lishkas ha-sofer is medayik that not only did Rashi say that it happened even b'shas k'siva, but Rashi was mukhrich to say that it happened b'shas k'siva. That this hole came about b'shas k'siva. Because Rashi was bothered by the lashon of the Gemara that the vav was ifsikale with a hole. Ifsikale kara the vav, the v'yarog benikva. And the Kesis HaSofer says that the lashon of ifsak, a hefsik, is always means an interruption. So it could be, when you're talking about an ois, an interruption could be in one of two ways. Either the ois is interrupted in middle, but it continues later, meaning that there's you have a vav, and the vav is being drawn downwards. There's a hole in middle, and then the vav continues after the hole. In that way, the hole is an interruption in the ois, and it would be called an interruption in the ois, even if the hole came afterwards. Because an interruption means that something was disrupted in middle of its process. Not stam that it ends in a hole. It has to be an interruption. Ifsak means a hefsik. A hefsik means that something got stopped in middle. So if it would be that the ois would continue after the hole, then even if the hole would have came after the writing, it still would be called nifsak. Abazuk the kasa soifa, that can't be. Because over here, what are we saying? How do you machshir this ois? You show it to a tinnik. And if the tinnik will read it a vav, then it'll be kosher. If we'll read it a yod, it'll be pasul. If we will be talking over here about an ois that continues after the hole, means there's writing till the hole, and then there's a hole, and then there's writing after the hole, then you wouldn't be able to show it to a tinnik. Because if you'll show it to a tinnik, his eye will catch the rest of the vav that's continuing after the hole, which really doesn't connect to this ois. If there's a hole in the middle, then that's mafsik between the top and the bottom of the ois, then you can't use the bottom of the ois to connect to the top of the ois to say that it's one full ois. So if you'll show it to a tinnik, then he'll be machshirit, because he'll say that it's a vav based on the dioi that's under the hole, and that really doesn't have a hemshich to it, that doesn't have a connection. So that can't be the pshat that it came afterwards. So what does it mean, ifsak? It means while he was writing, his writing was interrupted in middle of his action of writing by bumping into a hole. So that passes the lashon of ifsak, because we have here an interruption, but it was a hole. It was a hole that was there from the beginning, and it was his writing was interrupted because it came upon the hole. So his writing was interrupted, but still we don't have to have that there's writing underneath the hole in order to touch the lashon of nifsak. So zok the kasa sefer, it's muchach that Rashi had to be mefarish that the hole came in the beginning of the writing. So that's the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has a second teretz. Beis Yosef's second teretz is that the whole din, when are we machshir an ois that doesn't have klaf surrounding it from four sides, is if the psul came later. If the psul came after the writing, he wrote the ois behechshir, and when he wrote the ois, it was surrounded by klaf from four sides. But afterwards, a hole came, and now you're missing heck of gvil, and now the ois is not surrounded by klaf from four sides, so then it would be kosher. And the Prima Gadim adds tavlin to this svara, that one of the makoyris of the din of heck of gvil is from the pasuk of uksavtam that you need a ksiva tama. So the Prima Gadim that uksavtam is only going on the shas ksiva. While you're writing, you need that the ksiva should be tama. But if afterwards there's a chisaron in the ksiva, as long as it doesn't change the tzuras ois, it'll still be kosher. Mamela, an ois that has a hole in it, that the hole came later, it'll still be kosher. And when the Beis Yosef brings this svara, the Beis Yosef says that it's mashma like that in the Rambam. Where is it mashma like that in the Rambam? Because the Rambam, in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Chaf, the Rambam says that you should not write tefillin on a klaf that has holes in it. And then he says, but if nikev toicha ois, if there is a hole that develops later inside the ois, then it'll still be kosher. It's mashma that you shouldn't write on a klaf that has holes in it because of the din of mukavvil. And if you'll write on a klaf that has holes in it, so then the klaf will not be mukavvil because some of the writing will bump into a hole, and then you'll have a problem that it's possible because it's not mukavvil. But still, the Rambam says nikev. If a hole came later, then it could still be kosher. And the Rambam brings over there the din of the shear of Mali Ois Ktan. If it's left over Mali Ois Ktan, it's kosher. And if it's not, it's pasul. Now, we discussed what would be the halacha if a hole came after ksiva. Because that's really the two shailas of the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing mukavvil. And if the Gemara means that the chilek between why you're allowed to be machshir these holes, even though in that spot it's not mukavvil, is because the hole came later. So the Gemara was only discussing holes. What would be if the two oisis are touching each other, but that happened only after the ksiva? The ksiva was written kahalocha, and it was mukavvil. But later, after the ksiva, the two oisis became touching each other. Either a cipher was fixing something up, or the ois slipped, or spread, and now two oisis are touching each other. So now you don't have hekavvil, but it's something that happened later, after the ksav was already nechtav. So according to the diuk that we said, the tavlin that we said before, b'shem the prima gadim, it should still be fine. Means according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, that the only time you need mukavvil is when b'shas the ksiva. But if afterwards a chisaron of mukavvil develops, it'll still say kosher. So that should apply even if the psul happened because of two oisis touching each other. And the diuk from the Gemara, that the Gemara's two cases were cases that the psul happened later and still it's kosher. So the chayr should apply even to the halacha of two oisis touching each other. That if it happened later, it should still be kosher. And the Biyar Halacha Taka brings from the Derech, B'shem the Derech Echaim and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, that Eino Chinami, according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, that Mukav Vil is totally in Shas Ksiva or Acha Ksiva, that Acha Ksiva is kosher, it would apply to two oisis touching each other. The only thing is, since we have two terutzim of the Beis Yosef, and you have to be machmer like both terutzim, halacha l'maisa, we have to be machmer like both terutzim. So if we would have two oisis touching each other, even if it happened Acher Ksiva, we wouldn't be able to imachshir it, because we would have to be choshed for the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. That the whole chilik, when you could be machshir and when and not, is if the chisaron and mokavil came about between two oisis touching each other, which is always possible, or it came about from a hole, which would be always kosher. But lamais, if we have two oisis touching each other, according to the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, it would always be possible, even if it happened afterwards. So even though we know that the two oisis became touching each other after the ksiva, we would still have to possible, because we have to be choshev for the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. But it would only be a sveika d'dina. And in a case where we have another suffix to be mitzarefit, lamashal, the Rambam shita is that kriyas ha-Torah could be done even on a puzzle sefer Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah many, many times in Hilchos kriyas ha-Torah is mitzaref this shita sa Rambam, that if a suffix comes about in the middle of kriyas ha-Torah that you can finish laning and you don't have to take out another sefer Torah. So over here also, if we have two oises touching each other, and we know that it came after ksiva, so that it would only be a sveika d'dina, because according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, that the din of mukav gvil is only needed b'shas the ksiva, but achar ksiva would still be kosher, then it would be kosher. The only reason why we have to be machar is because we have to be kosher for the first teretz of the Beis Yosef that doesn't differentiate between before and after ksiva. No matter when it happened, as long as it was through oises touching each other, it's a chisaron and mukav gvil and it's possible. But since it's only a chshash for the first teretz, and it's a sveika d'dina, you could be mitzaref the shita saramam that holds that kriyas ha-Torah is okay with a pasul of sefer Torah, and you could finish the laning, and you would not have to take out another sefer Torah. But the Bi'ur Halacha brings from Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger brings b'shem the tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, that even according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, that after the ksiva is finished, if the chisaron mukav gvil develops, it could still be kosher because it happened achar ksiva. That would only apply to the cases of the Gemara that the Gemara brought, that there's a hole. It means if the chisaron mukav gvil came about because there's a hole in the klaf, then you could say that achar ksiva is kosher. But if it came about between two oisis touching each other, then it would remain possible. It's meduik like that in the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef Taga says that this that we're machshir with a nekev is only when it happened achar ksiva. That maybe you could be madchik, because the Beis Yosef is coming from the cases of the Gemara, and the Gemara did only discuss these two cases of holes. So maybe it's lav davka, that's just the two cases that the Gemara wanted to discuss, because the Gemara wanted to teach us the din of Mali Osktana, and the Gemara wanted to teach us the din of Tinik Loi Chachem Vlei Tipesh. But in the Rambam, it is mashma that oisis that are touching each other are always possible. Because the Rambam over there in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yutes, brings the halacha that two oisis touching each other is possible. And he does not differentiate between whether it happened before the ksiva or after the ksiva. And the next halacha, Halacha Chaf, that we brought before, the Rambam says that you should not write on a klav that has holes in it, because, and it sounds like the reason for the halacha is because of the din of mukav gvil, because if you'll write in a klav that has holes in it, you'll end up writing touching a hole, and then it's not going to be mukav gvil. And still the Rambam says, nikev, that if a hole came afterwards, it'll be kosher if it's kashir mali ois ketan. So in the Rambam, it is takamashma like this. It is takamashma like the sheet of the Dvar Shmuel, that the Dvar Moshe, that by two oisis touching each other, it'll always be puzzle, even if the psul came afterwards. Maybe a svara for this, we could say, kafi what we said before, that there's two reasons for the din of mukav gvil. One is that the ois needs to be tam v'sholim, because of uchsavtam, it needs to have dioi surround, it needs to have klaf surrounding it from all four sides, and that's the shlemus of the ois, that's how you could see the ois clearly. And the other svara was that when two oises are touching each other, it's a chisaron in the tzuras ois. You can't see clearly, there's no clear chituch ha-oisis, you can't have a clear definition of each ois where it starts and stops, because the two oisis are touching each other. So even if the l'maisa of the din of uchsavtam is the din of mukav gvil is learned out of the pasuk of uchsavtam, we don't have to say that there's two makoiris to the din of mukav gvil, but l'maisa we already saw in the poiskim that there are two svaris for the din of mukav gvil. So it could be that there's two madregas in the din of mukav gvil. If the problem is two oisis touching each other, then it's a more chomer digger problem of a chisaron and mukuf gvil, because besides the fact that you don't have klaf surrounding each ois, but you have a problem in the etzem tzura of the ois, that the oisis are not clearly defined anymore. And then there's another problem of mukuf gvil, that if there's no klaf surrounding it, and if there's a hole in that spot, then you have a problem of mukuf gvil. So according to the Dvar Moshe, if the problem is that the two oisis are touching each other, that's the chisaron and mukuf gvil, then it'll always be puzzle. But if the chisaron is because there's no klaf surrounding it, lamashal, that there's a hole there, then it would be totally in the when it happened. If it happened bishas the ksiva, then it would be puzzle. If it happened acher the ksiva, it would be kosher, according to the second teretz of the Beis Yosef. In the Etzem Eitze, that the Gemara says that there's a way to paskan oisius by doing a shayla's tinnik, the Gemara says that the shayla was Rami bar Tamri devi chamua de Rami bar dikuli ifsika leikara devov deveyaroig benikva. There was a hole in the bottom of the vov of vayarig. Rashi says it's vayarig kol b'chor, vayarig Hashem kol b'chor. There was a hole there in the vov. So Ozla Kamedir Abzeira, Amale Zil Aisi Yanuka de Lechachm Ale Tipish, Ikar de Vyarik Kosher, Eli Yaharik Hu Upasal. So you should bring it to a Tinnik that's Lechachm Ale Tipish, and he'll read the word. If he reads it properly, which is Vyarik, it's Kosher, and if he reads it Yaharik, it'll be Pasal. So what's Pshat Chachm Ale Tinnik de Lechachm Ale Tipish, Zagrashi? The loy chacham, the I chacham mevin shemecharef uloymer yahari klapei maila vaoymer vayarik. Rashi says that the chacham is someone who understands from the context of the sentence that it's improper to say yaharik klapei maila chas v'shalom. The word would be translated should be killed chalila, so you can't say that. So it has to be that it's vayarik and Hashem did kill. So we see that the Taichin Chacham is someone who's gonna read the word in the context. He'll look at the words around it and he'll understand what it's supposed to say, and he'll tell you what it's supposed to say based on his seichel of what he figured out what it's supposed to say. And he's not gonna really tell you what the ois looks like. Just to complete, Rashi says, well, a tipish, because if he's a tipish, he doesn't know how to read, he only knows how to read an ois shlema. Now we can ask a shayla. If the point is that he shouldn't be able to figure out what the word is from the context, so then why do we need a tinoik? Just take a cover and cover up the rest of the words and ask a gadol. Bring this word to a gadol and ask him, what does it say? So he won't know that the sentence before is... He won't know that there's a shame there, that it says, Vayarig Hashem kol b'chor, so he won't understand automatically that it's mecharef klapei maila to read the sentence yaharig, and you'll ask him, what does this say? Does this say vayarig, or does it say yaharig? And he'll read it without understanding the context. It means if the whole point of einoi chacham is that a chacham understands from the context of the sentence what it's supposed to say, so he doesn't tell you what he thinks based on how the ois looks, he tells you what he thinks based on the sentence, so cover the rest of the words, and ask even a gadol. Why do you have to ask dafka a tinnik? The emes is that we said before, from the Rashi, above this Rashi, that Rashi says that the vav of Ayarig was ira b'mokoim nekev v'nira k'minyud, that the vav bumped into a nekev, and we brought the diuk from the Kesas HaSofer, that it has to be, Rashi learned like that, because it has to be that it was during the writing, because ifsik means that it was something was interrupted, and there's two ways to say that. Either it was interrupted in middle of the writing, which is the way Rashi is learning, or you could say that it's interrupted, meaning there's a break in middle, but the ois continues after the whole. And we said that Rashi says that you have to say that it happened in the middle of the writing, because if there was more dioi after the whole, and the ifsik means that the whole interrupted the ois, but it has a hemshech before the whole and after the whole, we wouldn't be able to show it to a tinnik, because the tinnik would automatically be mitzarif the point, the dioi that's after the whole, and he would read it as a whole ois, even though it's really not a whole ois, because you can't be mitzarif that shtikla that's after the whole. So over here also you could ask the same kasha, that why don't you just cover up the bottom part of the vav that's after the whole, and then you could show it to a tinnik. What was the whole kezas service, whole raya, that Rashi has to be talking about where the whole came b'shas ksiva? Maybe the whole was really there for before. Maybe really the whole came even after ksiva. And if you'll ask me, so then the tinnik will be matarif the chelik of the ois that's after the hole. So I'll tell you that there's no problem. You just cover up the bottom of the ois that's after the hole, and then he has nothing to be mitzarf. His vice does, Rashi learns in the whole sugya, that there's no such a thing as covering up oisis. You show it to the tinnik the way that it is without covering up oisis. Without covering oisis or covering words or covering half oisis. And memela, Rashi says before Ir b'mokum nekev, and Rashi over here is also saying that the problem with the Chacham is that he will figure it out by the context, because Rashi's shita is that you don't cover up any other oisis. Now, why would you not cover up oisis? So the Gedula Hektish brings from the Sefer Darkenayim that you have to show the Tinnik the other oisis, because he has to paskin kefi, or not paskin, but he has to say his opinion kefi the signet of the ksav. Because sometimes you could have a ksav where the oisis are very big, and what could be a proper yud in this ksav, if you'll implant this yud into a smaller ksav, then it'll look mamish like a vav. Now, even though the oisis are supposed to be proportionate, so you're always supposed to be able to tell what's a yud and what's a vav, and you could see what's a small yud and what's a big yud, and a big yud looks different than a small vav. You should always be able, by the proportion of the ois, to be able to tell the difference between a yud and a vav. But still, it could sometimes be on the border, and kefi the signet of this ksav, it's klar that what you're looking at is a yud, and if you would cover everything else, then maybe the tinnik would say a vav. Which in it of itself is a halachic shayla, but just for the sugya, the Darkenayim is saying that that's the reason why you would not cover up the oisis, to give a proportion, to give a signet haksav, that the tinnik should be able to say his opinion based on. Oy bazoi, it would come out that it's only an etza toiva, that he shouldn't passel for nothing. But be'etzem, you would be able to cover up the oisius, and could show even a godel. You don't dafka have to show a tinnik. The only reason why you have to show a tinnik is because you want him to see the other oisius, because you want him to have an idea of the signet haksav. But at the same time, you don't want him to figure out the context. But if you will be mevater on that maila that you have of seeing the signet haksav, and you would cover up the other oisius, then pashtus, according to the way it's mashma in Rashi, then you would be able to cover up the other oisius and ask even a gadol. And they bring in the Sefer Das Noite from questions that were asked from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and he also says that you can cover up the other oisius, and you could ask even a gadol, you don't need a tinnik. But the Gedula Hektish is medayik from the Rambam. That the Rambam's lashon is, kol ois she'en ha-tinnik yodeh le-kroisoi posel. And in Hilchas Gerushin also the Rambam says, that you need the ksav mevur heitiv ad she'ha-tinnik yochel le-kroisoi. It's mashma that the tinnik's reading of the words is what's koiveya that they are kosher oisius. Not the pshat that when you have a suffix, you bring it to a tinnik, and a tinnik will paskin, he'll read it for you, so he'll be mevara your suffix for you. It's mashma that the tzura of the ois has to be a kosher ois that davka a tinnik could know how to read. And the pshat in that would be that a gadol, even if he doesn't see the signon haksav, and even if he doesn't see the hemshech of the sentence, and he's figuring things out from context, but a gadol makes cheshbonis. He thinks about what you want him to say and what you don't want him to say and what it could look like and what it might look like, and he starts making all sorts of calculations and cheshbonis, and a tinnik will just say it like he sees it. He'll see and he'll say with a reina seichel, like a small child, a das of a child is simpler, it's less complex, it doesn't make so many cheshbonis. He'll say it like he sees it. The Gedula Hektish brings a raya to this because, like we mentioned before, the shaila, when you have a hole in middle of an ois, and the ois continues after the hole, there are shitas that hold, there are shitas in the Rishonim that hold, that you could ask a shaila's tinnik in such a case, and there are cases where if the tinnik reads it properly, even though there's a hole in the middle of the ois, it'll still be kosher. Now, to paskin on this crack, whether or not it shters the reading of the ois, it's not necessary to see the signun of the ksav of the rest of the ois. The shaila is, does this hole affect the reading of this ois to change it from a vav into a yud? So over here, Zoktigdule Hektish, why can't you cover up the rest of the oisis and ask even a gadol? Why do you need dafka hatinik? If the whole point that we said till now of not covering up the oisis and asking a gadol was because you want him to see the signa naksav. But for this shaila, according to these rishonim that hold, that you are allowed to be matzar of the chelik of the bottom, so the whole shaila was, is this hole a big enough hole that would shter the reading or not? So for that, you can cover up the rest of the ois and even ask a gadol, why do you need dafka tinik? So zok tegdule hektish vice dois, that the vort is not just because you want to avoid that the tinik should figure out what it's supposed to say from the context of the sentence, but you want that you should have the reina seichel of the tinik, that he says it like he sees it without any complicated cheshbonos. And halacha lemaisa, it seems that that's the minig, that we do ask a tinnik and we don't cover up and ask a gadol. Now, in halacha, legabe covering up the rest of the oisius, the mechaber, which is the Beis Yosef, did make the original dig from Rashi that you're not covering up the rest of the oisius, because Rashi says that you can figure out from the context of the sentence what it's supposed to say, so vayistais you're not covering, and that's the Beis Yosef's diuk in Rashi and Taki. He paskins like that in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simel Amud Beis Sif Tezvav paskins that you don't have to cover the rest of the oisius, but the Magen Avraham brings from the Marit that you should cover the oisius which are in front, meaning in front of the words in front of this word, you can cover up the oisius. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is because if you don't, then he could figure it out from the context, even without understanding the context. Because if he knows how to read, then he can figure out what a sentence is supposed to sound like, even without knowing the exact taich of the words. And memela, it's kedai to cover up the words before this word, but the oisius in the word itself, zokta mishnah berurah, you do not have to cover.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.